Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the third episode of Tech Talks, the student-led podcast that gives an inside look to the students, faculty, events, and much, much more involving the Northeast Tech community. I'm your host, Tyler Kick, and today I am joined by a very special guest from the Auto Collision class on our campus, the one, the only, Caden Self. Caden, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantabulous. Doing well.
Fantabulous. That's a word I've never heard before.
It's not a real word.
Okay, you
fantastic
made it.
Fantastic and fabulous. Fantabulous.
I love that. That is the best introduction I think this podcast is ever going to get.
Oh, yeah.
Unless there's anyone who wants to come on and top it, but we'll see.
We'll just have to find out. Oh, yeah.
So, Caden, I introduced you as someone from Auto Collision, right, which is true, but I mean, tell the audience a little bit more about yourself before we really hash out any more of the finer details. Like, who are you? Why are you here? Like, what's up?
So, obviously, my name is Caden Self. I am 18 years old, and I come from Claremore High School. A lot of things that I mainly do outside of tech, like what I do, like who I am, I spend a lot of time with my family. I like to go hunting and fishing when it's in season. I love working on old cars. Like, that is my passion, my bread and butter is working on cars. I have a 1967 Chevrolet C10 pickup. Me and my stepdad have a 1984 Chevrolet K10 pickup. And I also have a 1990 C1500 Chevrolet pickup.
All right. Yeah, cars is not something I'm very, like, knowledgeable about, so I don't really know what those cars are and, like, what the significance behind them is, but you seem pretty passionate about it, so...
That's for sure.
Excited for that.
Very big deal to me.
If I could ask, what sparked the whole, like, loving cars, fixing cars thing?
So I can thank that straight up to my stepdad. He's the one who got me straight into it all. Meeting him, him and his son used to do a lot of off-road racing with like Razors, like Polaris's, Can-Am's out in like places like Jay, Oklahoma at Mid-America Outdoors. Spent a lot of summers there. So he's really what got me into what like the car scene was.
Okay. And like fixing up cars, that came from that too?
Yep. So like I stated before, he's got a 1984 Chevrolet pickup he's had since high school. And so that's been both of our projects basically. I've helped him rebuild the motor. Right now we have it completely tore apart, and I mean bare bones, like there ain't nothing on it. Fixing the cab, fixing the bed, it's getting painted right now, so that's what we do.
How long has this project been going on with this car?
So we got it back from his dad 2 years ago, so okay, we're about 2 years deep.
2 years deep. And how much longer do you think it's going to take for you to...
Oh, man. We're hoping to have it done by the end of this summer.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. You'll have to keep me updated on that, because that sounds good. A long project. That is a long project.
Very long. That, and I can keep you updated.
All sure. Right. Sounds good. And so, Auto Collision, you seem interested in cars. That's probably why you chose Auto Collision. Is there any other reason why you're in the class, though, or anything else that sparked your interest?
So, what really stuck out to me was something since I was a kid I've always admired about cars is the beautiful colors. All the colors, the flakes, the sparklies in them. That is what really drove me into what Auto Collision was painting.
Okay. So painting, is that like your specialty in your class then?
I wouldn't say it's my specialty. I mainly do a lot of body work, funny enough, like Bondo, fixing dents, doing that field of things. I have painted a few projects before, like the 84 K10. That's my project that I'm currently painting.
Okay, nice. And like, I'm trying to think of how to format this. Just painting. I'm just gonna leave it at that. I think you said everything that needs to be said about painting. So
right on.
Sweet deal. And so is there anything else in Auto Collision that like you do specifically?
So I do a lot of prep work, so getting stuff ready to go into the paint booth to get sprayed. So like mainly leveling things out, making sure everything is perfectly straight, perfectly flush. Make sure all the body lines are in check, nothing's out of whack, stuff like that.
Okay, perfect. And Auto Collision, how does that differ from Auto Service?
So Auto Service is mainly your engine, transmission, your drivetrain. Sometimes they do brake systems and the suspension systems. What we do is we make sure that car looks beautiful, showroom ready. That is where we are. So they are the drivability portion. We are the hey, that looks really good portion.
Okay, sweet deal. Painting, I just The question I was thinking of just came to mind, but it kind of slipped me because of something else you said. But what's your favorite? Sorry, I know it's kind of off topic now, but what's your favorite car color just to look at?
Oh, man. I love a really good midnight purple with a gray ghost flake. That is my favorite color of all time.
That is such a detailed answer. I didn't really expect that, you know? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. And I'm guessing, do you have a car with that color? Or?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I will. Most definitely will.
You most definitely will. Okay. I love the yet portion of that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked a little bit about auto collision, but I want to go more into the specifics of you and your role. You told me before we started recording this podcast that you're the president of your class.
Right.
Yes. So that, and auto collision works within Skills USA to the extent of my knowledge, but I know it's not, they probably don't do it as crazy as some of the other classes do.
Right.
So as class president, what is some of the stuff you do?
Mainly what I do as class president is I don't really dip my toes into the Skills USA side. That's usually mostly done by our instructor. He works all of that. What I do is, so like, let's say right before a break, we'll have a fun day. We'll cook some food, we'll play some games, we'll do some fun stuff. I'm the one who coordinates that. Who's bringing what, who's cooking what, who's bringing games. That's kind of the stuff that I coordinate. And so like with going on field trips, like to Daryl Starbird this year, I make sure who's coming, who's paid for, who is not going to want to go, stuff like that.
Okay, so you kind of just keep people in check when it comes to school events.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's awesome. So you're kind of like the spokesperson, I'd say, like the contact of your class.
Exactly.
Outside of your instructor.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Great, I love that. And so Skills USA, that's just not something that you participate in much?
No, not really, to be honest with you.
Okay. Do you know much about it that you think our listeners could hear?
So I did go to competition last year as an alternative. That was a really cool experience, really awesome. Something I've never even experienced before, being with all the judges and being able to talk to them. That was super cool. So Skills USA is an awesome opportunity. If you have the opportunity to go and the chance to go, take it. Take that risk. Take that leap. You got nothing to lose from doing that.
That's true.
All you have to do is gain knowledge, experience. Like, there's no reason not to try.
Exactly. And even if you don't make it, I mean, I'd say, you know, 50 failures is better than a win.
Agreed.
In that way, because you learn a lot more from failing than you do from winning.
100%.
So, yeah. Moving back to more of a individual perspective on you. So, you know, you seem to have it going for you, you know, auto collision, you've been working in it your whole life. What are some of the challenges though that you face throughout your life that have like pushed you back?
So I've had quite a fair bit push me back, and then I am a very resilient person. I don't like giving up or giving in, but sometimes you face those struggles, and you know what? That's okay to face, to not necessarily give up, but to fall back. It's okay to fall back. That's how you learn. That's how you grow. You can take two steps back, but you got to make sure you bounce back and take two steps forward. Those two steps back is what builds you. It's what drives you. Like, crap, I fell back. I'm not doing the best that I can do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to push to be even better than what I think I'm capable of. So, like, growing up, for me, didn't really have a good relationship with my father. That was something that I struggled with a lot. My parents divorced when I was 9 years old. Right after that, he joined the military and moved away. Didn't see him very much, didn't talk to him very much. That was something that I always strived for, was a good relationship with my father. Like, ever since I was a kid, like, I'd see all these dads and other kids doing all these things together. I didn't necessarily have that. And that really hurt me, like, on a deep level, to where for a while I was like, you know what, I don't need that. I am a better person than what that is. And that was my biggest driving motive to do all the things, like do my everything to the best ability that I'm able to, was because I see all these people and everyone else is happy, and I felt like, why can't I have that? So instead of taking it from the perspective of why can't I have that, like what am I doing wrong, it was, I wasn't doing anything wrong. He just chose to live a different life than what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a very good perspective. And something like that at such a young age, you know, it must have been hard for you because you haven't really built a sense of understanding and a sense of like, I mean, now, of course, when you reflect on it, you understand that it was just the life he chose, not right. versus what you wanted. But from a young age, I can definitely at least feel like that must have had some sort of effect.
100%.
So, yeah, that is... Sorry that that happened to you.
It's all good. You live and you learn.
You live and you learn. Perfect words. Perfect words. Did it really affect you, though?
Definitely, it did affect me a lot. Mentally, it, for a very long time, it destroyed me. I was very angry. I am a religious person. I believe in God. And for, I'd say, a solid 5 years of my life, I wanted nothing to do with him. I was really mad at God for basically what I thought was he was just taking my dad away from me. And so, with that being said, I was 16 is when I finally jumped back into the Word, started reading my Bible, praying every day, really digging into it, and realizing that what he was doing was he put him in my life for a period of time to grow me and to show me what the kind of man that I want to be, and took him out of my life to also show me the kind of man that I don't want to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I completely understand that. So it's, you know, that's in my opinion how life works, you know.
Right.
We always have a challenge, and we should never blame anybody else. We should always learn how to work through it no matter what it is.
Right. So, overcome.
Yep. Again, you live and you learn.
You live and you learn.
You overcome the challenges, and that's just the beauty of life, in my opinion, you know.
Agreed.
Struggles. So hearing all that stuff about your father, though, that is, thank you for telling me. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
Because I feel like everybody has a challenge and not everyone is open to sharing it. So I'm glad, you know, safe space. That way other people can listen to it.
Of course.
Kind of parallels with my life, too. Because growing up, I pretty much had the same scenario, but it was with my mother.
Right.
My mother was always present in my life, but she wasn't always there kind of thing. She, I don't want to say it exactly, but it was just, she was out of body.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was very scary. Basically, she was like a husk pretty much most of the time. And so it was always growing up, I was like seeing all these kids happy with their moms. And, you know, I'm just looking at my mom and I'm like, what happened? You know, right. what went wrong? And so I kind of went through the same thing you did, blaming others, blaming God. I'm like, why did you do this to me? You know, kind of stuff. So it's like, but now I understand that. That happened to me, same reason happened to you. It's just a challenge we need to learn how to overcome, because that's how we grow.
Right.
So yeah,
that's an awesome way to look at it.
Yeah,
proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it.
Yes, perfect. So is there, I mean, other than all the auto collision stuff, this is kind of a shorter episode than we normally do, but is there anything else you want to add on to what we've already talked about?
There's one thing I want for the listeners to hear, and that would have to be, obviously, regarding like mental health and stuff. You are never alone. You may feel alone in this battle, and it's really hard to understand where you're going when you constantly feel like you're walking down this dark road and you have no light and you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to keep on moving. Keep those steps moving. Whether you're running, keep running. If you're walking, keep walking. If you're crawling, keep crawling. But whatever you do, don't stop moving. You're never alone. Even if you feel alone, you are like truly never alone. There will always be someone who is looking out for you, whether you see it or you don't see it.
That is beautifully said. Wow. Thank you so much for telling that to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing to say, man. I don't even know what to say after that.
I completely understand that. Yeah. My biggest thing, more than my passion for auto collision and automotive, is helping others, mental health, because it's something that, in my opinion, doesn't get talked about enough. It's a big deal. It's a real thing. People have struggles. People fall back, and that's why we're all here. We're here to support each other. We're here to build each other up. We're not made to walk this road alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are more alike than they are different. And that's something a lot of people fail to realize, mm-hmm. but it's also because it's just not talked about.
I completely agree with that, 100%.
So, you know, something that I really wish is that, and another reason why I started this podcast is that way I could talk to people, get to know them, and that way we could actually share personal details about each other, mm-hmm. just because it should be openly talked about.
Agreed.
You know, and I understand personal things, scary subjects, but those can be talked about in private too.
Right.
You know, on your confidence with people that you actually appreciate and people that you actually know.
Right.
So, and you know, it doesn't have to be public, but still, you should still tell someone about problems.
So I'll just share one of my own experiences. Last year in October, I went to a place called Laureate. It is a mental health hospital. It's a super awesome facility. I was in a deep dark. I was really struggling, and I felt like I had no one to talk to. I finally told my mom, and she got really scared for me, and that's when I went to Laureate. So what I'm trying to get across is, even though that deep dark is consuming you, reach out to somebody. Like, we are here to help you. We want to see you succeed. Like, truly want to see you succeed, want you to thrive, want you to build yourself and keep moving forward.
Yeah, that's... Thank you for sharing that experience.
Of course.
Because, you know, I feel like a lot of people on the outside would see you as like this great outgoing guy, but you know, on the inside it's always a struggle.
Yeah.
So just check in on people, check in on your friends, all you listeners right now. I want you to send a message, call someone, tell them you love them, tell them they're cared for, tell them you appreciate them,
and tell them you're proud of them.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Caden.
Of course.
Yeah. I do want to kind of circle back a little bit. We can stay on topic, but I want to talk about Northeast Tech a little bit more.
Yeah, of course.
Because I kind of want to share one of my own experiences, but tech has helped me find myself so much, especially from like a mental point of view as well. Coming here, like we were talking a little bit before we started recording the podcast, but I described it as like a vacation.
Right.
You know, an everyday vacation. Just because, you know, we come here and it's just such an awesome experience. There's so many open-minded people that I surround myself with who are always loving and caring, and they always want to help see you succeed, and they give you a place to succeed as well. And I feel like that's something a lot of people don't really realize about Northeast Tech, because they kind of just get in and they're like, oh, this is awesome. But no, you get in and it's like your life's about to change.
Right.
Do you think the same?
I 100% agree. Like we were talking before, for me, it was almost like an escape, a way to take a step back and learn new things, meet new people, learn and talk to my peers about all kinds of different things. It was a good outlet for me. That's a good word. It was a good outlet.
Good outlet. Yeah. I think outlets are so important.
Agreed.
Yeah, they are. So important. Like I'm in a class that is kind of relating back to the previous episode I had with Madeline. We talked a lot about art and how art is a very good outlet, you know, just like for expression. And my class is filled with art. I mean, digital art, media, you know, fine art, anything like that. And it's just so nice to be able to come here and express myself, but also in a career sort of way. They're helping me build towards my future while giving me another way to express myself.
Right.
I don't know how it is much for the other classes, but I mean, I could see it that way. What's your thoughts on that?
I completely agree with that. I think every trade, everything here is art. Like from painting a car, that's art. That is someone putting time and effort into making something that they resonate with. Like cosmetology, doing hair, that's an art. It all comes down to the bread and butter that everything that you do is a reflection of your passions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I definitely agree with that too. Like, I feel like even if you're making, like for my experience, for an example, just to give, if you're making like a video, but it's for someone else, you know, you're working under clients' rules, you're working under like, oh, I want this to look this way and that stuff, but still I feel like I get to expressing myself, because not only is it my own passion creating videos and media and helping other people, you know, see their visions, but I feel like I get my own little creative spin on it sometimes as well.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm the one that they're choosing to work with, you know, so they, of course, they trust me with my decisions. I don't know how it is much with a trade in that aspect, but I mean, I feel like it's got to be somewhat the same.
Yeah, so. I would say so. So like with painting, it all comes down to the painter. Everyone paints differently. Like it's not something that you can just make uniform. Everyone learns it differently. Mm-hmm. So it really, in my opinion, really is like an art. Like it's not something that you can make repetitive each time. Like each paint job is unique. Like it's not going to be the same thing over and over again. Like there's going to be blemishes, fish eyes, like this and that, where you got to do extra work to sand it out, make it look good again, and sometimes you even have to respray. Like that happens all the time. It's one of those things where when you're in the moment and you're doing it, you're not sitting there constantly like, oh, I just hope the customer's happy, which of course you want the customer to be happy. It's this is me. I'm doing this. This is my project. This is my art.
Okay. That is a beautiful way of saying it. Because, you know, when I think of a trade, I never really realized that all of them could be art, mm-hmm. you know, until you said it. But, you know, I thought about it a little bit while I was kind of just word spewing. And it's like, yeah, that makes total sense. Because those people are choosing to do what they do, you know. And then you look at it and you're like, man, yeah, that paint job is so good. I can really tell you put your all into it. And mm-hmm. it's like, they literally put their all into it. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it.
Oh, yeah. Everything is art.
Everything is art. All right. Do you have anything else you want to add, or you think we're done?
I think we're good to go.
Think we're good to go?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, Caden, for coming on, telling us about your experiences and stuff. I know it's very hard, so.
Yeah, it's definitely a hard thing to talk about, but when I think about it, more people can learn from it and feel like they're heard, rather than me sitting here like, I don't want to talk about it. It's a difficult topic to talk about, but I can be helping people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. You're an amazing person for wanting to do that. If you guys see Caden Self around campus, give him a high five or something. I mean, he really deserves it. So anyways, that's all for this episode of Tech Talks. My name is Tyler Kick. I was joined by Caden Self, class president of the Auto Collision Program. If you guys would like to be featured on a future episode, if you have anything you want to talk about, doesn't exactly have to be about mental health, your experiences, but it absolutely can be. I'm always open to that being a subject. But if you just want to talk about anything, like maybe an experience you had or just something simple, feel free to reach out to me. You can email us at nt.techtalks@gmail.com, or you can come find me 9:30. I'm in the admin building. That's my break time. But yeah, anyways, that is Tech Talks. My name is Tyler Kick, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.